Hey, everybody, don't speak Johnny Storm. News you're not supposed to speak about. Well, just wanted to say thank you to start with. You guys are awesome. You know, yeah, we all get, all of us that have channels get, you know, trolled on and so forth, whether they're paid or what have you. Doesn't really matter. But you guys just simply overpower them with all the positive comments you give me and all the prayers you send me. And so thank you for that. It just completely obliterates anything they try and do. So really, really appreciate all the kind words. So let's get into a story here. From Information Clearinghouse, Pentagon report points to U.S. preparations for total war. I posted this on Twitter and I believe on our Facebook page too. But here we go. Information Clearinghouse. Over the past 2 weeks, with no media coverage, the United States has moved substantially closer to open military confrontation with both Russia and China, the second and third ranked nuclear powers in the world. On October 3rd, the United States threatened for the first time since the Cold War to directly attack the Russian homeland. UN Ambassador to NATO, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, accused the country of violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty by developing a nuclear cruise missile and said that Washington was preparing to take out the weapon with a U.S. strike. The statement came just 3 days after a Chinese warship set a collision course with a U.S. destroyer carrying out a so-called freedom of navigation operation in the South China Sea, forcing the American ship to maneuver to avoid a collision and the potentially deadliest military clash in the Pacific in decades. Behind such hair-raising incidents, the United States is undertaking serious long-term preparations to restructure the American economy to fight a major war with a peer adversary, entailing radical changes to American economic, social, and political life. This is the essential content of a 146-page document released by the Pentagon last Friday called Assessing and Strengthening the Manufacturing and Defense Industrial Base and Supply Chain Resiliency of the United States. It makes it clear that Washington is preparing not just for isolated regional clashes like we've had so far, but rather for a massive long-term war effort against Russia and China under conditions of potential national autocracy. The document made clear that a major restructuring of the American economy will be necessary to reach the United States' military stated goal of prepared to fight tonight against the peer adversary. The United States must retool for great power competition, the document declared. America's manufacturing and defense industrial base, observes the report, creates the platforms and systems upon which our warfighter depends. This complex encompasses not just the government, but the private sector, as well as R&D organizations and academic institutions. In other words, the entire economy and society. It warns that the erosion of American manufacturing over the last two decades threatens to undermine the ability of the U.S. manufacturers to meet national security requirements. Well, yeah, that was kind of the plan, I think. Today, we rely on a single domestic sources for some products and foreign supply chains for others, and we face the possibility of not being able to produce specialized components for the military at home. Correcting this strategic deficiency, the report concludes, means that support for a vibrant domestic manufacturing sector, a solid defense industrial base, and resilient supply chains is a national priority. Well, gee, don't you think you guys should have maybe thought of that before you signed NAFTA 93 and all these other agreements that took our industrial base away? Wow. Just brilliant thinking there, boys. The report squarely targets China, declaring China's economic strategies combined with the adverse impacts of other nations' industrial policies pose significant threats to the U.S. industrial base and thereby pose a growing risk to U.S. national security. The promotion of U.S. manufacturing dominance, in other words, is vital for promoting military dominance. And that's what this is really all about. But they're also worried about China's R&D spending is rapidly converging to that of the U.S. and will likely achieve parity sometime in the near future. And worriedly points to the fact that Chinese manufacturer DJI dominates the commercial aerial drone market. See, it's cutting into sales again. The Pentagon's plans for protecting and expanding the U.S. high-tech sector include its backing for the administration's efforts to limit the admission of Chinese students to U.S. universities through visa restriction. The report complains that with as many as 25% of STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, graduates in the U.S. being Chinese nationals. American universities are major enablers of China's economic and military rise. The vision in the document, in other words, is the concrete expression of the conception outlined in the latest U.S. national security strategy, calling for the seamless integration of multiple elements of national power: diplomacy, information, economics, finance, intelligence, law enforcement, and military. In other words, a police state. The logic of this growing fusion between the repressive apparatus of the state and increasingly powerful monopolies is a necessary correlation between total war and a totalitarian society, in which key constitutional provisions are rendered effectively meaningless. And we have that to a degree now with the Patriot Act and other stuff like it. Now, the central target of such measures will be the forcible suspension of the class struggle in the name of promoting national security. That's all we promote anymore, folks. The escalation of global U.S. militarism has coincided with a major upsurge in the class struggle, including the rejection of a concessions contract by workers at UPS, a logistics giant whose powerful workforce is capable of crippling not just America's industrial base, but substantial sections of the wartime economy. Yeah, if UPS stopped delivering, that would be a problem. So there you go. Now you have a little bit of background as to why all these things are happening. And these are strategies that are talked about in secret and debated in secret. Now they've released this report, and it gives us a little insight as to why they're doing what they're doing. They just want to dominate everything and everyone. They want a totalitarian world in which the United States is at the head. Well, in Zionist Israel. And then the Vatican, and, you know, it goes on and on, but you get the point. They want total dominance in all areas, economically, financially, and militarily, of course. That just means we're going to have to give up our freedoms and work for peanuts, is what they're saying. Work for peanuts, live in your little 400-square-foot apartment or whatever they give you, and that's your life. So that's what they want for us, and that's why I'm here, to inform you guys about it, let you know about it, so you can stand against it. So, all right, that's all I got for now. God bless, take care. If anything else comes up, I'll let you know. Johnny Storm, don't speak.